It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome to a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. Joining me today is Bennett Krebs. He's an offensive lineman for the Drake Bulldogs, an FCS school, and we'll talk about his career playing football on the offensive line, but certainly motivated by faith, and we'll have that discussion in the second half of the show. But I'd like to welcome Bennett to Blessed to Play. Bennett, so great to have you on.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. I'm looking forward to the show.
Well, listen, you grew up in Breeze, Illinois, and I understand that's in the southern part of Illinois, so it's kind of like, you know, back in the day where many people will follow the Rams, but also, you know, obviously a bit of some Bear followers as well. But who introduced you to football, and how did you develop such a passion for this game?
Yeah, excuse me. So I'm the youngest of three kids. My brother, he played football growing up. My sister obviously did not, but my dad also did. He played in college at Southern Illinois. He's a D lineman and stuff. So growing up, we were always outside running around, throwing a football around and stuff. And then second grade, actually, so pretty young, there's a league over in Highland, Illinois, which is about 20 minutes from here. It's a padded league. So that was one of the only padded leagues where you could start that young. And I really just developed a love for the game there. I've always been pretty good at it. Love to knock some heads around and stuff. So yeah, I just developed a really, really strong passion for the game at a young age, and it continued to grow throughout high school and college, and blessed to be where I am today.
So always a lineman, or did you kind of morph into one as you went along and progressed in the sport?
Yeah, so when you're that young, usually everyone's similar size for the most part. I used to be pretty fast, actually. I still played lineman. I was pretty strong, and I didn't mind getting my hand in the dirt. So
let's talk about picking Drake to go to. So you play at Modern Day, as we mentioned, and then you wound up going to a Division I school, a football championship subdivision school, and some great football in that subdivision. We talked off air about so many points are put up. You have the North Dakota schools, obviously. But why did you pick Drake to be a student athlete?
Yeah, for sure. One of the big things for me when I was visiting there, I went there three or four times probably before I committed for camps and visits and games and all that. One of the big things was the relationships, I think, with not only the coaches recruiting you, but the players. So for my official visit, I had a kid who was on the Drake team, an offensive lineman. He pretty much took me under his wing for the whole weekend, introduced me to a lot of the team. We went out to dinner. So that aspect of it, it seemed like, and I'm sure we'll talk about this later as well, but a lot of the guys, there's really no, they're cut off between ages. So The fifth years are friends with the freshmen, the seniors are friends with the sophomores. It's really just one big family. It's pretty cool to see you're not just a number at a program. They actually care about you. The coaches care about you. They know who you are and kind of where you're from and your background and stuff.
Well, let's talk about this conference that you're in. I mean, let's talk about the 2023 season. I think it was a pretty good year. You made it to the playoffs, but you were 8-4 overall. And a certain title was given to you that is quite important, and that is the title of captain. And I want you to talk about that, and it's a leadership position, but a captain has a lot of responsibility. For those of us who played collegiate athletics, the captain has to actually, it's like a secondary coach, so to speak. So you're motivating the players. You have things on your mind as far as being a captain, and you have to concentrate on performing as well. But talk about that title of being given that honor of being captain, also the 2023 season.
Yeah. So I'm going to be captain for this upcoming season. Last season, there were four other guys, but it's definitely an honor for sure to know that guys kind of trust you and look up to you and see you as somebody that they can come to if they have divorce or concerns and whatnot. You kind of are an extension of the coach, like you mentioned. Coaches, they're not going to be around the guys as much as you are, just being a player. And so being able to kind of, like you said, be that extension of the coach is definitely important, and leading the guys. I think one of the big things that people often fail to do when, as they get older into a program, is just kind of stay who they are and be themselves. That was one of the things my dad and I talked about in this upcoming season, the possibility of becoming a leader on this team. Just continue to be myself and not try to kind of change who I am just to try to get the title of captain. Because ultimately we're all one team, and we're all trying to accomplish the same goal. There's no like pedestal or anything that I think I'm on just because of this, the captain title. But yeah, I know the 23 season was really a great season for us. Since I got to Drake, we hadn't won a ton of games, and then we started 0-3 this past season.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, here we go. Might be another one of these kinds of seasons. And then we won the next eight. We went 8-0 in conference and got our first bid to the FCS playoffs in school history, playing a very good North Dakota State team. But it was just a really cool experience and really fun to see the strides we took as a team since I got to Drake.
Yeah, that had to be a lot of belief in that team, because as you mentioned, you start off with three losses and then you roll off eight straight wins, you go 8-0 in the conference, and then ultimately you lose to North Dakota State in the playoff game. But, you know, when you start off 0-3, the doubts start to get into your mind. But football is such a consummate team sport. There had to be some great team chemistry and leadership to get you to that spot where you could go 8-0 in the conference. Blessed to play, Ron Meyer. It's a collegiate spotlight show. We're featuring Bennett Krebs. He's an offensive lineman. He'll be in his last season playing for the Drake Bulldogs, and looking forward to this season, I'm sure. Bennett, talk about your preparation going into the season. You know, offensive linemen are a different breed, because pretty much clear out the buffet, right? And you have to keep that weight up. So just talk about the preparation, the weightlifting, everything that goes into preparing for a season in the off season.
Yeah. So obviously there's a lot that fans don't really see. It's really a 24/7 job for us. We don't really stop. So the winter and spring, obviously the winter's like an 8-week program. We're lifting, running pretty hard early in the morning. The whole team is involved. So you're going through some tough stuff, but you're doing it with your best friends, which makes it not too bad, makes it bearable. In the spring, obviously you got spring ball. That's more get the pads on and hit a little bit. Some of the younger guys try to kind of earn their stripes, I guess you could say. But then, yeah, coming in, I was a little underweight. I was probably 260-ish, 270, and right now I'm like 295. So you're really nonstop eating with how many calories you're burning, working out and stuff. It's a nonstop intake of food. And like you mentioned, the O-line goes out to buffets once a week during the season, just kind of like a team bonding thing, but also obviously to keep that weight on, keep that protection on.
You know, I always wondered what goes on in the trenches as far as trash talking goes. Can you give us a little glimpse of the interaction with the other team during the course of a game?
Yeah, for sure. So it's definitely a man's game. Our head coach isn't too fond of trash talking, so try not to do it as much as we can. But you know how the game goes. Sometimes you bury somebody in the dirt. You let them know you're going to be there all game. Let them know that you dominated in that play, and then maybe help them up, show them a little respect, a little respect there. But when we're on that field, it's not too friendly, at least for me.
So before the season starts, as you look over your schedule, do you have one or two games that you kind of key in on, or you're looking forward to in the 2024 season?
Yeah. So the non-conference games, those are really, really cool, because a lot of these schools don't really respect our conference, and I think it's really important that we go out there and earn our respect, show them that we can compete with anybody. So the first couple with South Dakota and Eastern Washington, I'm looking forward to. But also in conference, we always tend to have a pretty chippy game with Valpo and Butler. They've been pretty good the past couple seasons. Butler hasn't beaten us in like 4 years, even when we were having a pretty down year. So those two we always have circled on the calendar for. We know it's going to be a physical, gritty game for us.
So who would be the big rival for Drake during the course of a season?
Yeah, we actually joke about this a lot, saying pretty much every team in our conference is our rival. Like Valpo and Butler, we're not too fond of. And then St. Thomas, is the past couple of years, has been a really good team. We happen to have one of our better games against them last season. But we're always, really any team we play, we view as our rival. Kind of, we're ready to scrap with anybody.
Plus to play Ron Meyer chatting once again with Bennett Krebs. He's an offensive lineman for the Drake Bulldogs. And I looked at your schedule, and you got a chance to go out to San Diego to play that school. And that had to be a fun trip going out to SoCal to play football.
Yeah, it was really fun. That's one of the cool things about the conference is you get to go all over the place. So you get to go to Marist, which is in New York, like an hour outside the city. It's in San Diego. That's really cool. Obviously going to the West Coast, Southern Cal. You go out to South Carolina, you go to Kentucky, Indiana, Florida. Stetson's in Florida. So that was another draw to Drake, was the ability to kind of go all over the country and experience new places and see new things.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to talk about the strong foundation of Bennett Krebs, offensive lineman for the Drake Bulldogs. Keep it right here. You're listening to Less to Play.
A prayer for our priests.
You came from among us to be for us one who serves. We thank you for ministering Christ to us and helping us minister Christ to each other. We are grateful for the many gifts you bring to our community, for drawing us together in worship, for visiting us in our homes, for comforting us in sickness, for showing us compassion, for blessing our marriages, for baptizing our children, for confirming us in our calling, for supporting us in bereavement, for helping us to grow in faith, for encouraging us to take the initiative, and for helping the whole community realize God's presence among us. For our part, we pray that we may always be attentive to your needs and never take you for granted. You, like us, need friendship and love, welcome and a sense of belonging, kind words and acts of thoughtfulness. We pray also for the priests who have wounded the priesthood. May we be willing to forgive, and may they be open to healing. Let us support one another during times of crisis. God our Father, we ask you to bless our priests and confirm them in their calling. Give them the gifts they need to respond with generosity and a joyful heart. We offer this prayer for our priest, who is our brother and friend. Amen.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Bennett Krebs. He's an offensive lineman, plays for the Drake Bulldogs. It's a Division I school playing in the football championship subdivision. He talked about some great memories playing for Drake and has another season left. He's also the team captain, so definitely in a leadership position to guide these men as they go into battle. On the trenches in the gridiron, always a fun thing come in the fall to see college football and watch teams perform, especially in this conference. They have some incredible players, and, you know, like I mentioned, they put up some serious numbers as far as points go, so it's a fun game to watch. But Bennett is also value-driven, and Bennett, I know that you grew up Catholic, and faith was obviously part of your life. Your parents raised you in that faith, and then at some point you had to make it your own. But just talk about your background, and when did that point in time come when you decided to embrace your faith as a young man?
Right. So I think one of the big things, obviously I was raised Catholic, and a lot of kids in my shoes probably were in similar positions. You kind of just go to church every weekend, go to church a couple times a month during school, if you go to a Catholic school. But at least for me, I didn't really embrace it fully and kind of make it my own until college. Obviously, you're on your own when you go to college for the most part. You have to make that decision whether or not you want to fully invest yourself in the Lord. And I was blessed to make that decision, say yes to God, give him my yes. And I think it's really just been a life-changing experience. Obviously, I've had a lot of people at college, too, who I've come to know and come to grow relationships with, who have helped me along my journey. But that first step of just giving your yes to God is really the ultimate step in the beginning of your journey.
Now, you have a church out there that you obviously attend. I think it's called St. Catherine's, and obviously you're fed spiritually there. But you mentioned that there's a community of faithful athletes on your football team. And were you surprised by that? And just tell us about that experience.
Yeah, so I didn't really know what to expect going into college. I knew that there were going to be believers along with me, but I didn't really know exactly how I was going to come to find those guys. And yeah, you mentioned the church I go to is right on campus, St. Catherine of Siena. So I've gone there quite a few times. I've met a lot of people there. That's where I met some of my teammates. I saw them like, oh, cool, he goes to church as well. But along with that, there's an organization called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I think they have that at quite a few campuses around the nation. But that was a place where Christians could gather from all sports across the Drake campus, that I was able to meet a lot of my closer friends and develop those relationships with fellow believers and people of the same mindset.
Now, you took it on yourself to start leading a Bible study, and that I'm sure you know, time is of the essence for a college student, especially a student athlete. But what motivated you, or inspired you, I should say, to start that Bible study?
That was one of the big things when trying to get this whole thing put together, is the time, because it's a pretty big time commitment to play a college sport, as well as get your studies in check. And my roommate Joe, I got to shout him out, great guy, faithful guy. We talked with the missionary at St. Kate's. His name was Matt, and Matt thought it'd be a great idea to start up a Bible study, just a smaller group where you could kind of be more personable. It's not one of these big groups where you don't get to say what you want. So we have a group of 10, 12 football guys that come over to our house every Monday. We just dive into the Word, do some reflection, do some Lectio Divina, and then just kind of talk about how things are going, how our journey, how our faith journey is going. Hold each other accountable, keep each other in check, and make sure we have all of our ducks in a row.
Yeah, that's really neat, especially as a college student, to just have that sense of discipline and be accountable to one another. And I also want to do a double shout out to your roommate, Joe. So, hey, Joe, blessed to play Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Bennett Krebs. He's an offensive lineman for the Drake Bulldogs. Now, Bennett, obviously life doesn't just go without any adversity and challenges, if you will. And I know you had to deal with your fair share of challenges as far as deaths in the family and adjusting to what you would call a college life that's not leading you to, something that's really spiritual or distracting you, I should say. So talk about those periods in your life when things weren't going well, maybe a little bit crazy, and what you had to rely on just to get through that period.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I've had, like, my grandparents have both passed away. I wasn't able to meet my mom's dad, but my dad's two parents had passed away when I was alive. Obviously that was difficult. You know, it's going to happen. They were sick. So we were kind of expecting it. So that was obviously difficult to lose a loved one, but then also just being put in a college environment where society kind of tells you one thing and everything you've learned growing up is a whole different thing. That was definitely the most difficult part. And again, I think community plays a huge, huge role in how to overcome that, finding a group of disciplined, strong-minded, bold in their faith people who aren't afraid to go against these societal norms and a lot of the vices that come along with college. Just finding that community, finding these guys that can hold you accountable and that you can go to when things may not be going your way, was huge for me.
Now, talk about the spiritual life. If you're trying to live it, it has to be a disciplined life. I mean, obviously, you don't do what you want to do or act on impulse, or you try not to, right? No one's perfect. But just talk about in the context of playing an elite sport at the collegiate level, where football, you have to be very disciplined. I mean, just to get a snap off, everyone has to be in unison, or you're going to get thrown a penalty for an illegal start or something of that nature. But just talk about discipline from your spiritual life and how that carries over to your athletic life.
Yeah, for sure. So, I have a schedule. I wake up, say my prayers, start my day, and then obviously try to incorporate some word in there as well from the Bible. And I think it can be easy to kind of make excuses or justify why you can't, why you don't have time to do this or that. But like you said, being disciplined and being consistent with that schedule. So right before I go to bed, open up my Bible, say my prayers, hit my knees and thank the Lord for another day. That's been crucial. And tying that into football, yeah, you mentioned it takes all 11. That's definitely different from any other game I've played or I've seen. It takes every single guy on the field to do their job. And if one thing's messed up, then the whole play is messed up and you get penalized for it. So having that discipline, I don't think you can get it anywhere else away from a football field.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer once again chatting with Bennett Krebs, plays for the Drake Bulldogs. He's on the offensive line. And, you know, one of the things that I like to talk about is the maturation process. And obviously you're a young man, so you come into Drake as a freshman, and now you're going into your COVID, you know, you had a COVID year. So it's, in essence, your last year playing football. And there had to be a maturation process with you as a young man, spiritually and also on the athletic side. But just talk about what you could reflect on as far as your growth over all these years going into your last season. It has to be something that, there's a lot of takeaways that you're going to take away from football as you go into the world after you graduate.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely teaches you how to be a man and not make excuses and kind of roll with the punches. In terms of my maturation, since freshman year, it's been pretty exponential. Making my faith my own was a big step in that. Just learning how to do things on your own definitely matures you quickly. And obviously you have the team, you have the coaches, you have the guys, but a lot of the stuff you're learning on your own, you're doing on your own, and you're competing with guys who can be 4 or 5 years older than you at a point. So you're gonna have to grow up pretty quickly, especially on the field. Yeah, I'm definitely blessed to have the outlets I can go to if I have to ask questions, and then just sticking your head in the word. That's the most priceless advice you could ever get. So being consistent with that and continuing to dive into the word really gets you through a lot of difficult and trying times you're going to face.
Yeah, indeed. And certainly your faith. I mean, I always say that what we experience in sports, as far as adversity goes, is an innocuous environment. It's usually not life or death, but it does prepare us, for everyday life and things to come that we're going to face, the challenges in the real world, so to speak. I want to talk about Brent and Amy Krebs. Those would be your parents, by the way, Bennett. And do they get to go to every game and talk about their support for you as a student athlete during this time at Drake?
Oh man, it's been amazing. Words can't express how much I love my parents and how supportive they are of me. They go to every game pretty much. I think the only one they didn't go to last year is a San Diego game. They just watch that at home. But every other game they're at, home or away, it doesn't matter. You role models for me, obviously. It got me into the most important part of my life, which was my Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. They really sparked the beginning of kind of my growth as a man, as a Catholic, and just planted a seed for me to make it my own, and taught me what was right from wrong, taught me how to be respectful, yes ma'am, no sir. And I can't thank them enough for everything they do. I don't know if they're listening or if they're gonna be able to hear this, but I just forever grateful and in debt to those two.
Yeah. Well, your parents did a great job, obviously, and it's been a pleasure to talk with Bennett Krebs, a fine young man indeed, an incredible football player, one of the hogs on the offensive line, around 300 pounds, and he's looking forward to the upcoming season for the Drake Bulldogs. And you could follow Drake and watch him. They're on the ESPN app, and I think all their games are definitely broadcast. Some great games in that football championship subdivision, and fun to watch. Bennett, thanks so much for the time, and I appreciate you talking about your athletic career, but also that hope within you, your faith life. And thank you so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate everything you do, Ron.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You could like us on Facebook and hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Bennett Krebs, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.